extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
What about this show? We've all been enjoying Netflix, a lot of binging on series. This is a new series to get around. It's a comedy starring Steve Carell. Now, it premieres on Netflix on the 29th of May. It is called Space Force.
The president is creating a new branch
in the United States military.
Space Force, which Mark will run.
I don't...
It has always been my dream to start something from the ground up. But space is hard.
May I suggest that that become the new Space Force motto?
So anyway, clearly a comedy. A couple of the big stars on Space Force, you and Fief had the chance to speak to these guys in what was a very elaborate international junket setup where people from all over the world were sort of waiting their turn on Zoom to chat with Ben Schwartz, who you'll know from Funny or Die's Terrible Decisions, Parks and Recreation, very funny guy, and the super serious John Malkovich, who is an Academy Award nominated serious actor.
He is.
So you want to be careful.
It got me thinking when we were in that Zoom car park. That we were really low down in the list.
I believe your interview, and I wasn't there because I didn't pay for my Netflix, so I couldn't be part of it. I don't pay. I steal someone else's, so I couldn't see the events screening. So I was banned from the interview. But I believe you came after the Jakarta breakfast show.
Yeah, I think there was like 100 people in the room. It was like a waiting room before you go into another waiting room.
Mm.
And I'm like, we'll be next. I think we're the second last to leave the room.
After Bangkok's hit music station. Anyway, you eventually got your chance.
Malaysian
Air. It was Fee and Fev with John Malkovich and Ben Schwartz from the new Netflix series, Space Force.
Now, John and Ben, firstly, we loved this. We're so lucky we got to see a sneak peek because Space Force is going to premiere on Netflix here in Australia on May 29. And I actually read it before I watched it. And when I saw, you know, the synopsis, the premise, Space Force, loosely based on Trump's 2018 announcement of an actual Space Force, I laughed. So I lolled. When you got pitched the idea to join the show, what was your reaction? Like, you must have thought this is going to be funny.
I laughed. Yeah. It's just the idea of it is funny and the kind of chaos of it. And is funny. And it's Stephen Carell and Greg Daniels. So you kind of get the picture immediately.
And the cast, now look, you're all funny. And to have brought together that cast, as you mentioned, Steve Carell, what was it on set like? Like some of the scenes with you, John, with Steve, I can imagine that there were lots of bloopers, like you were just laughing on the back of things you were saying.
Oh, we laughed a lot. But that was true, I think, of the entire cast. But, you know, funnier often than the kind of face-to-face exchanges was what was happening off to the side, off camera, or behind you, off camera, or behind the person you were playing opposite, off camera. There were whole worlds being invented that one really wanted to eavesdrop on, but you were always busy in a scene. And that's a great feeling when it's so alive for people who aren't on camera.
And that's a testament to how funny the cast is, because you have Carell, Malkovich, Pawnee Newsom, you have Don Lake, who's a Canadian legend, Diana Silvers, Jimmy O. Yang, you have Fred Willard. I say words in it too, but it's like anybody can run with the ball. You give the ball to anybody, they can run, they can score. So you're excited to perform with anybody you can there. So it's a very exciting show.
One thing I took out of it, and knowing how funny all you guys are, was when Mark and Adrian are always going up and down those stupid steps. How many times did you walk up and down those things when there's an elevator right there?
Oh my God, 50 billion.
That's what I'm picturing when I'm watching.
Of course, being a film set, the elevator doesn't work. Of course.
So, there you go.
Up and down the steps. Yeah, they loved up and down the steps. And it's funny because we have a little Zoom group and we had Greg Daniels who joined us a few weeks ago. And, you know, they're talking about if there were a second season, how would they organize it? And I was sort of alarmed to hear that it would even didn't he say it would even be more in the studio?
Oh, so even and more I stairs.
That's right. More up and down the steps and walking out the lobby and in the lobby and up the steps and down the
steps. And those stairs, by the way, are not built perfectly for if I'm almost 6 feet and I have to, when you turn, you have to like put your head like that. I remember going up.
Oh, yeah, you could knock your head
yeah,
off.
You could get knocked off quickly.
I'm a little over 6 feet. And they're quite dangerous, actually.
It really is.
Ben, you play a great character in the show. I binged this yesterday. I watched 8 episodes. So I've got 2 to go, and can't wait for the ending because there's a lot of different little plots that you just don't know and you want to ask questions. But you play a guy who's you're just addicted to Twitter. You get the tweets out. You're in the background. You're annoying. Yeah. Does it take you back to what you wanted to be like when you were a child?
I don't know about a child.
Oh, God, your teens, amazing.
It takes me back to, you know what it is? The way I kind of played him was like this in my head, he was a social media manager for like Urban Outfitters or something like that and got fired. And now the only job he could get was Space Force, which in his head is a huge demotion. And he's like, how am I here? What am I doing here? So it's funny to have this person that is so out of the loop in terms of anything else. He has no military background. Steve Carell's character does not understand why he exists. So it's like, why is he there? But you look at how the world is run right now, and so much of it is run through social media that he's almost necessary for a new branch of the military to have. So it was so fun to play that person that's kind of like, you know, relishes in the fact that he's more in touch with what hashtag trends are happening right now.
Are you sort of the Donald Trump of the show with the tweets?
No, sir, I am not. I am not that, no. And I have the least amount of power in that in terms of people in the show, you know, like John is a scientist, Steve is a military man, a general, and then I'm just the media guy. So it's very funny to see me try to spin that into any power.
You act like the boss.
Now, John and Ben, what's so great about having you both together in this interview? You both have such iconic voices. Recently, we all know you, Ben, from Sonic. I mean, you voiced that classic animation movie. And I know your background and a lot of your shows you've been in and your improv. Have you attempted any of the voices of any of your co-stars on set? And is it inappropriate to ask if you've had a crack
at great question. I haven't. I'm terrible at impressions. I'm terrible at accents. Anytime I get an audition for like, hey, so this is an English guy, I'm like, nope, see ya. I just can't do it. I was like, you're going to get a Bronx, New York guy pretending to be – a Bronx, Jewish guy pretending to be English. I mean, I'll try, but you'll hear it after the first 2 words that I memorized. You'll hear that I am not British. But I can do. I'm pretty good at doing fake versions of things. I'm not a very good impressionist. Meanwhile, John Malkovich can do every accent and every character. Oh, no. He even does an impression in the show.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not very good at that. But
really,
but that's really the only impression I can do is Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. Which is sure to be alarming to the world at large.
Look, what a treat. Thank you so much, John Malkovich, Ben Schwartz, for joining us on the show. And Space Force premiering Netflix 29th of May. Don't miss it. It was everything we hoped it would be. So thank you.
Thanks,
guys. Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Every Tuesday night, we give you the chance to win $5,000 cash with virtual trivia.
We're also playing every day at 7 a.m. so you can pocket even more cash.
Listen up because we're about to give you one of the answers for tomorrow. In what decade was film Mrs. Doubtfire originally released? We'll reveal the answer in a few minutes.
Keep listening. It could score you some easy money. We'll be back straight after this on The Fox.
Fev, I want to talk The Voice, one of your favourite shows. You get so excited about spinning chairs.
Oh, I love the chair.
And Guy Sebastian, he's a good mate of ours, and we have him quite regularly on the show. But I have to take issue with the format at the moment. Now, I watched a few years ago The Voice when Chris Sebastian, Guy's brother, was a contestant, and that was when Guy wasn't a judge.
No,
it wasn't season one. Was it really?
Season one.
Oh,
it was 9
gosh,
seasons
was that
ago.
Long ago? Yeah. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like more recently.
And Delta and the Madden brothers.
That's right. Mm. And I remember Chris, and he's very good and can sing.
Yeah.
Not only is he having a second shot, I don't know about that.
He's an all-star.
Other, Well, I know, but isn't it about getting people a chance to get on? He's coming back, but his brother is a judge. I'm not sure that is really ethical.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was a bit skeptical with it because I watched it last night, and then they obviously had on the ads that he was going to be on.
Mm.
But when he come out and sung, he's got an amazing voice. He deserves every bit of being on that show. He was incredible.
Let's have a listen because we've got some audio of Chris singing.
I always thought you'd come back and tell me that all you found was heartbreak and misery.
Well, he can clearly sing.
He can sing.
He's very
and
good.
The only issue I have, Boxy, is he made the semi-final the first time. He can't win.
Because his brother's the judge?
Because his brother's a judge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He can't ethically win. But he deserves to. He's got an amazing voice.
Oh no, he absolutely does.
Yeah.
And I agree. He should have won the last time. I can't remember who beat him. Was that Carice Eden? I don't reckon he was the first series. But anyway, I know.
He
I know.
May have lost to Harrison Craig, popular entertainer Harrison Craig, who's a good friend of our show.
But on a few levels, and I know this is happening on a lot of shows, even MasterChef, they're bringing back people. Yeah. I just think you had a crack. You had your moment.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get another go. And not only that, your brother's a judge.
It's not right, does it? The optics aren't great, guys.
I know it's all entertainment, so I'll relax and not worry about it.
It was actually very good TV. He cried.
It is, yeah. I know
Mama
it's good
Sebastian
TV.
Was there.
And it's beautiful. I get it.
It's the best show.
I mean, you know my background. I'm very finicky about rules and things like that. School captain and all that stuff. Like, I think things should be run a certain way. But no, nepotism, when it happens in front of you, can happen in workplaces. I mean, we worked in an office where our boss was dating one of the fellow announcers. And, you start to go, well, how come she's getting all this free stuff and all that fun, all those fun trips away? What about us? You know, you can get disgruntled when you see blatant nepotism.
Yeah.
Now, 131060, we'll open the phone lines. Maybe one of your colleagues is dating a boss. Maybe you work with the boss's son. Maybe you see somebody get all the perks and benefits because they're related to the boss.
I throughout my football career, Boxy, I was easy the best player through my juniors and sort of senior footy. I never won a best and fairest, which is the best player throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And I won one when I was under 10s. The only one I ever won. Come second like 15 times because my dad was the coach. That's no lie.
That's exactly what we're looking
my
for.
My dad was the coach and
really?
I won the BNF and he coached 1 year. And that was it. And then I never won one ever since.
Wow.
Oh, see, it happens in footy clubs too. Yeah.
Let me think. Who's the best player? My son. Definitely the best player.
Well, I was.
He would have been.
But the problem was every other year they wouldn't vote for me because they'd want the other kids to feel like they're important. I was.
Okay. We might see this in workplaces as well. Maybe your boss's brother has a job he shouldn't have. Or,
well, what about Jason Favola on Alpha Bucks today? That'd be good.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Before the song, we asked a trivia question and now we're going to give you the answer that could pocket you some cash.
In what decade was film Mrs. Doubtfire originally released? The 1990s.
Remember that. We'll be asking the question tomorrow at 7 a.m.
It'll be easy cash. Good luck.
And don't forget to sign up for the Fox's virtual trivia for your chance to win 5K every Tuesday night. You can do it through the Fox app right now. Fev's loving the voice, Fev. You're not so sure on the basis that Chris Sebastian, Guy's brother, is back on the voice.
Oh, I just feel like if your brother is the judge, that is a no go zone. It's like here at the radio station, none of our friends or family members can enter any competitions. And I get that because we're the hosts. Like, that would be weird if, as we said, I mean, Jace Favola or Ange called through for Alpha Bucks, we'd have to say, unfortunately.
Dad still thinks he tries to ring in.
he can't
get in, mate.
Anyway, I understand that the voice is just entertainment, so I won't get hung up on it. But it's
when we had the secret sound, he's like, can you tell Raylene? And I'm like, no you
that's,
I don't know the secret
sound,
mate.
That's not appropriate. That goes against all... If you're listening, Mr. Favola, terms and conditions, okay?
And you're not telling me in the green room at The Voice, there's Chris Sebastian, not every other contestant is sitting there going, are you kidding me? Really? That's your brother out there judging us. Really? Anyway, Hannah from Kinglake West. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Hannah. Tell us about your boss and maybe you're dealing with some nepotism at work.
The favouritism's bad. The boss actually hired her cousin and a friend that they used to go camping with. And it makes it incredibly difficult. It makes it really hard to work there because everything that they do is pretty much ignored or swept under the carpet, but everybody else is in the office.
What are they camping? What are they doing? I mean, are they at camping or?
No, they're friends from camping.
I'm just saying, is it a camping store?
No, I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay, no, we can't.
They're just friends who went camping.
Oh, no, but I'm just wondering what they're doing. They're clearly not working. They're just there.
They're getting away with things. Right. It's what she's saying is if they do bad stuff, it gets swept under the carpet. Like, oh, Hannah, that would irritate me.
Very secretive call, though. I feel like we couldn't get any information at all, but we do appreciate the call, Hannah. Thank you.
Voices are very interesting. Must have the terms and conditions are a bit different to normal workplaces because, well, Delta's best mate is now working there as one of the...
Renee Barr, of course.
She's like best mates, they're old roommates.
Oh, hang on, hang on.
And then didn't she used to date Darren McMullen as well?
No, I think... Oh, just, Renee or Delta?
No, Delta. Or was that just a new idea thing?
I think they were friends. I think that was a magazine thing.
But Chris got put back in his place pretty quick, Boxy. I watched it and they went out the back because Mama Sebastian was there and Chris has just got through, got four chairs turned. Mama Sebastian ran straight to Guy and gave him a big cuddle.
Ouch!
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
All the single bosses. Date our boss, boss. Date our boss, Madman Doe.
That's right. All the single bosses of Melbourne have been told that we have a very eligible boss here at Fox FM, Mando. She's a wonderful boss. And if you've got a boss that you think you could set up, because a happy boss is a good boss. I think we've all established that.
Yep.
You want to set your boss up, head to our, slide into our DMs on Insta, Facebook, send us an email, whatever you want to do. Now... Yesterday, a bombshell was dropped on our show. We had Mando in the studio, and she dropped a bombshell that I had no idea about, that she, in fact, briefly dated Jared Woodgate of Bachelor fame. Now, whoa, mind blown. Mm. We are now joined from Darwin by Jared.
Darwin?
Jared, are you
Darwin?
There, Jared?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
They're chasing
Jared.
Crocs.
Yeah, we'll get to Darwin in a second. Firstly, Jared, and I apologise, I was off having a baby last year when I know you were spending a bit of time with the show, and it missed me that you in fact spent a bit of time with our boss Mando. Is that right?
Yeah, we had a couple of dates once we met at that singles party that you guys set me up with.
Oh, she jumped you on that one.
That was the one where we invited Kira and Jared to the same party, which was a stitch-up.
Wow.
But, yep.
It was a stitch. It was a stitch-up. But we got through it. So, we had a couple of dates, mainly with her friends. But you can still see the personality that Amanda has and how nice she is as a person. So
did
actually,
you date her to try to get a job here?
Oh.
No.
So, Jared, if anyone's listening and are thinking maybe, I'll put my hand up or I've got a boss that I might set up with Amanda, what are her traits? What are her characteristics? What were you impressed by?
Look, she's a really caring girl. She loves a conversation. She's actually quite funny. And she definitely knows how to throw a party or have fun.
Really?
And I have met all her friends, and they are amazing also.
This is a bit serious.
Well, no, it's just I mean, she was just, it was really nice to have someone like that at the time of where I was at.
Ooh. Yeah, so, oh God. So she was like a rebound a bit.
No, not a rebound, just a really nice, I think I just became really good friends with her.
Oh, and a better friend. Okay.
Well, yeah, especially where I was at that stage. And it was just nice to have someone like that, that was able to show me the light.
How do we get that out of her, like the fun stuff? She said she was funny.
Who are her friends? We don't know them.
Just don't work for her.
Now, this is very good, Jared. You are in Darwin, though. Can you explain what's happened? Are you living in Darwin?
I currently am, yes. Yeah. So I got up here before the borders closed because our vineyard got shut down due to COVID. So
you're stuck in Darwin?
Well, until the 10th of June. I don't want to go home because the coldest that we're having here at the moment is 24.
And I think you might have found love up there, have you?
Yeah, my girlfriend lives here, so that's the reason why
that's nice. Oh, congratulations, Jared.
Name and shame.
Awkward for Amanda, all this, but yep.
Who is this girl?
Sorry, Amanda, but Amanda knows about it. Sam, Samantha Royce. She's
from The Bachelor as well.
Is she from The Batch?
Is that right?
Yes.
The most recent series, lovely. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jared, we're really happy for you and glad you're safe. Thank up
you.
There.
Hang on, Boxy. Hang on. Don't wind him up yet.
No, I'm not. No, uh-oh. You go. Uh-oh.
Did you have to break that to Amanda that you were seeing someone else? Or?
I think because we just fell into...
Friendship.
Yeah, friendship. And then we were just still communicating. And then it just, I think that's just where it ended. It finished.
Because
really.
she came up to the winery, didn't she? And met the parents and stuff.
She took a holiday. Yes, she had some time off, decided to come up to the vineyard and chill out. I showed her around. Mm-hmm. She had a very relaxing time.
A couple of cab savs. Okay.
A bit of cab savs. There was nothing else in it. But yeah, we had a good time. And it was just, as I said earlier, it was just nice to have someone like that in my life just to give me a bit of push.
Mando's a lifesaver.
Wine and dine.
What a gentleman, Jared.
She is an amazing person. Wonderful. She's really nice. So any guy would be lucky to be with her.
You gave her the flick.
I just think that we
I'm only joking.
She helped me open my eyes and just get a better idea about life. So it was just nice. And I'm not going to diss her because she has I have no need to.
Beautiful.
You're a good egg, Jared.
Good stuff. Hi, Jared. So we can still get around the wine. So just because you're in Darwin doesn't mean the winery in Gippsland's not still going strong, right?
No, Tom's Cap Vineyard is opening on the 5th of June.
Okay, great. We'll get right behind it. Good stuff.
Yep. Start booking.
Maybe Mando could take her new man to Tom's Cap Vineyard. Just a thought.
Have a double date. That'd be nice.
I'd be happy to be the waiter.
If you want to date Mando, by the way, all the single bosses, reach out to us via our Instagram, Fifi Fev Byron. What a good sport he is. Jared Woodgate, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a great
day. See you, bro.
Bye, Jared.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi Fev and Byron with our special guest. We'll be driving you home with Ed the Savo on The Fox.
Tuesday.
Yeah, we have a problem.
We do, because Fief's taking her lovely daughter to school, and that's good. But, you know, me and you, Fev, we're only taking some of our children to school.
Yeah, just one. And that's Alex's job, and she's hating it. Because we've got one at home, Husey, and the other one starts today. So it's just getting back into that routine of dropping off. It's just...
I don't mind the routine of dropping off if you're dropping all of them off, but we're dropping one off and then leaving two at home. They're splitting them up.
How are they going with that? Because I know Lulu, my youngest, doesn't think it's fair because Lenny's in year 8 and they don't start. She's in grade 5 and she thinks that she should have it off as well.
Look, my children seem all remarkably calm and measured about it, but I'm not. I'm the one who's angry about it. Yesterday, I gave them a final meal together. Like I said, this is your last meal together. Like, we will never be together again, you know?
Well, hang on. You still all eat dinner together. That seems a bit dramatic.
That's what they said. They said on the weekend, we're going to have dinner lunch together. But I said, no, this is our COVID lunch. And so we ended up going to McDonald's, to make it special. So.
Which one is Rat? Who's going back?
No, Tess, who's in grade two, she's grade going two. Back. But Raph and Sadie, Sadie's grade three, Raph's in grade five. They don't go back for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, my daughter's in five and she's going back.
She's weird. Is she private, is she?
Yep.
Well, yeah, you can say that, can't you? Is that a big secret?
Mate, half the state's in private.
Yeah, private. What are you sending? What are you buying every bloody blockhouse and sending your kids to a public school?
That's how I can afford to buy the blockhouse.
Husey's going to hang around, by the way. With Thief not here, we're gonna milk this and get Husey to hang around over the ad break here, mate.
Why I'm still renting a bungalow outside back of my dad's house in Kilmore.
Private school money is dead money.
God. Maybe you're dealing with a similar issue to both Fev and Husey. Maybe one of your kids is going back, but one or two of them are staying at home. Is it a bit of a mess at your house? Do let us know. 131060 is the number.
And after this, Husey, you just told us off air.
I almost got attacked physically attacked. I had to ring the police. True story.
Jeez. All right. Yeah,
it might be witnesses who saw it, actually. Fifi,
Feb and Byron. You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Every Tuesday, we are joined by Husey.
Husey Tuesday.
Now, guys, in the absence of Fief, who is dropping Trixie off to school, it's a big morning for a lot of kids going back to school. Fev, I'll even put your microphone on there.
That's all right, mate. I'm happy to be off.
Husey, you guys, both you and Fev, are in a certain situation because of the staggered kind of approach that the state has taken. Not all your kids are going back to school, right?
Yeah, my wife just waved at me through the window. She's a school teacher, so she's on the way to teach. So she's gone.
Right.
So gone. Left me with the three, and we've got one. I've got to drop one off later this morning, obviously, before 9 a.m.
So you get to do that. I miss drop off. So breakfast is the worst, I reckon, because you got to get all the different lunches, drop them off. It'd be a nightmare. Pick up so easy.
You're right. The lunches are a nightmare, especially when your children, turn into, Gordon Ramsay when you present them with sandwiches.
Yeah. That's so true.
Just quickly, we might have a solution here for both of you guys, because you have some kids at home based on their year group, and then one at school. Vanessa might have a solution here, guys.
Morning, Ness.
Morning. How are you guys going?
Great. We're good. What's your solution?
Well, don't your schools offer in-house teaching?
They do. Yes.
Yeah,
put them in-house teaching.
Yeah. I've actually suggested that to my two who are staying at home. Ness and said, how about you give it a go?
That wouldn't have gone down well.
They're not into it.
No. Well, Husey, my kids actually don't want to go back to school. They'd rather be homeschooled. They love it.
Yeah, because you get the homeschooling out of the way in about 2 hours, don't they? Then
they're live. They're live in the class on the computer. Yeah. Mate, I sit in and listen to the teachers and the kids ask questions. It's riveting.
God, maybe that private school is the way to go.
Thanks for your call, Vanessa. And just quickly before you go, Husey, because I know you've got another commitment.
Yeah.
You mentioned you went on a jog and you were involved in some incident.
10K jog on Saturday, got home from my 10K jog, and then checked my Instagram, and someone had sent me a message, I hope you're okay after that guy tried to attack you. And then it reminded me, as I was jogging with
you
the
didn't
AirPods
remember.
In, I heard someone yelling really loudly, and I thought maybe they're yelling my name, but I didn't turn back. So, I had a conversation with a guy on Instagram, and he said, a mad guy chased you.
What?
Because I got the AirPods in and I'm jogging pretty fast, I didn't True story.
We sold that as stay tuned because Husey got assaulted.
Sorry, Craig Mottram.
Mate, I rang the police. I said to the guy, how close did he get? He said he got within 6 metres of you.
What did you ring the police for? You didn't even know.
I want to see the vision. What if I do that jogging track again and he's there? I want to be able to jog the other way. So.
Anyway, Husey is back next.
I got attacked, but I didn't even know.
Tuesday on the Fox.
Get Underworks extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks. 101 now.